Gotta have more protective light around us to keep these bugs away,
That's
I
right. There you go.
think.
Florence has shown us the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Carlene,
I love the way. Sorry. Okay.
No, go ahead, JJ.
I was just going to say, I love the way as you go along in life, you then realize something else that Florence's work is helping you with.
Yep.
Have you noticed that? It's like, you know, it's years since I've first read her book, and I'm still discovering what's changing me.
Oh,
You know,
every time you read the book, there's a, and it doesn't matter what page you open it to.
I wake up one day and I thought, and I just remember something, and I don't know, I connect it to what's going on and how I feel, and I realize that it helps you evolve in self-discovery, if that makes any sense. Does that make any sense to anyone?
Florence is the gift that keeps on giving, basically.
It is so. I love that. You should make that a
She is. She absolutely is. I love that, Carlene, because that you're right. That that's
is
it in a
so true,
nutshell.
Colleen. It's
Yeah.
brilliant. How long have you known? I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name already.
Cindy.
Cindy.
It doesn't. It
But
just
your
says
name
hi,
hasn't come
phone.
up. Yeah. What? How long have you been with Florence's work?
About a year.
Oh, long, quite a while. That's good.
A friend of mine introduced me to her at a very bad time of need, but unfortunately, my friend that gave me showed me where to go on YouTube to listen to her no longer follows it, and so I bet I do. I read
Yeah.
it every day and listen to it every day.
It's more than what it appears to be, isn't it, Kate? It's transformative, actually, as I've said before. And I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, my husband thinks it's like an occult. Like, you believe in that stuff? I'm like, yeah. Talking to
Oh,
angels, yeah.
husbands.
Well, you have.
It's only a cult, darling. If Kate suddenly says we can't speak to our families anymore, that's what a cult does.
Yeah,
Came
true.
from a cult, so I know that. Believe me, it's not a cult, and we can leave every time without being punished. So it's not a cult. That's the
Yeah.
definition.
They just don't understand.
They're just not ready to see themselves, because it's all about self-discovery, actually. As a very ancient said, know thyself. This is a very fundamental ancient teaching. Know thyself, all right? And really, that's what, in a way, in a roundabout way, this is what all that Florence's teaching is really what we're about, because the power is within us, all right? We know that. So that's what she's doing, is directing us to ourselves.
Yep. I just wanted to introduce Cindy to Carlene. Gail got to meet Cindy last week or the week before. I can't keep my week straight, but Carlene, this is Cindy. She's new to our membership, and this is
Hi,
Carlene.
Cindy. Hi.
Carlene lives. She's on the East Coast with JJ, and Cindy's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's over here close to me. So
Okay.
right now we're actually spanning the entire United States because Gail's on the far West Coast. So that's pretty cool. Bringing the love into the States that today. So this is a Game of Life module call. And, you know, we've been talking about being safe and feeling safe and tapping into our own power, you know, our own energy and managing that. What's been coming up for you ladies in the last few weeks? I know we had set some intention to manifest some things, and I think Gail had put something out there that she had a lot of attachment to you, so she was still waiting for. And I put out something that was just simple, didn't matter to me, and boy, boom, there it was.
Right.
It didn't matter, so it manifested immediately.
And the assignment was something you weren't attached to, which I missed, so.
I think I did too, Gail, because I wanted to have a shell. And I said to the universe, give me any shell you want. All right. Now, the nearest I got to it was when I went to spend Christmas with my sister-in-law. There was this magnificent shell in the bedroom. It was just their ornament. And I said to myself, okay, that's the universe telling me that my shell is on its way. Mm. It hasn't come yet. So I thought maybe I have to be more specific. So I gave the universe a more specific outline of what I wanted. Mm. So we'll see if it turns up. But I'm trying to let go, because I actually love shells, and that was probably the not the right thing to ask for. We'll see. Mm.
Well, I think I shared with all of you about the tree that's outside that has those sticky things that I asked it to drop a few for me, and it did. And then we had a windstorm, and then it really did. And it was like covered the whole driveway, and it was really hard to walk. And the landlord came by the other day, and well, it was about the internet service. And I said, be careful walking on that, because I'm going to sweep them up, but I haven't gotten to it yet. And he said, well, I'll bring my leaf blower by. So he brings the leaf blower, and they were gone. I mean, he took care of all of them. And I wasn't here when he did that. So I sent a text to his wife asking her to thank him for me. And she said, yeah, that tree does that every year. And I said, well, full transparency, I asked it to drop me a couple of them, and it got a little carried away. She said, so long as you're happy. He just wanted me to be happy. And I thought, yeah, he probably won't come back with a leaf blower if I'm asking for it. But I did ask it to, I went out and talked to the tree specifically and asked it to please drop it off the side of the driveway. And where it's storming, now it's turned into fog, but it's been storming here today. So we'll see what happens when I go out there, if there's a bunch more of them back on the driveway or not, even though I asked it not to. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But you never can tell how nature is going to just, you know, go along with whatever it is that you want and give you something wonderful. But, do any of you talk to the trees or your plants? Or?
Yeah, I talk to my plant. There's one particular plant in my room. And yeah, I've been talking to it. It looks really like it's growing pretty good. Mm. Like I tell it, let me move the curtains aside for you so you can have a little bit more sunlight and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I do talk to my roses when they come out and they bloom. I've got big pots on my deck where I put some roses this year, last year, and oh, they were so beautiful. And I just thank them, and I even kiss one of them, you know.
I don't love my plants,
but there's a science behind it actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big science about it. And I know Prince Charles, or King Charles III now, he's known to talk to his plants.
Yeah, I think every living thing is energy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, so you're just basically communicating with the energy of the plant. You know, it has energy, we have energy. So we're sending positive energy to energy, and I think it responds. So,
yeah.
My sister gave me an amaryllis, I think is the name of it, for Christmas. It's all potted in this little pot, and she had a gold ribbon around it, so I named it Mary Gold. MERRY-GOLD. And I put its name on the container, basically, so I wouldn't forget. But anyway, I've been talking to it every day, and when she gave it to me, the little flower bud was like this tall, and now it's 8 inches tall. I don't know when they bloom, but she gave it to me after Christmas. I mean, it was, gosh, it was almost New Year's before we saw each other because of the weather here. But talking to it every day, and it's gotten another bud coming out. And I every morning it's like, oh, Marigold, look at you, how great you are, you know. And it's really taken off. So it's exciting to see the plants react to just sharing love with it. You know, what is that guy's name? Masuro
Emoto? The water experiment. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that is amazing. That's also, as we're nearly all water, that's why we have to be so loving, because otherwise, you know, we're making ugly, I don't know what.
Water crystals. Water. Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point. It's no wonder that anger and resentment and those kinds of things will, you know, destroy the body, cause illness in our body, because look at what we're doing to the water crystals.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
So it's interesting with information, is everything is interrelated. Absolutely everything, Kate. On some level, information, understanding of information and how it all interrelates is a fascinating journey, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
My arthritis in my knee has been flaring up, and I'm just kind of wondering, because what is it that they say the spiritual cause of arthritis? Is it resentment? Is it anger? I don't know what it is. You know, it's just all of a sudden it's flaring up, and I'm trying to understand what's going on with me emotionally that it's doing that. It's never been this bad, so.
Yeah, I've got it. Somewhere I've got...
Louise Hayes has the little blue book, and then also the other one. She's got all the metaphysical relationships.
Yeah, you can heal your life.
Yeah. I think Florence deals with it as well somewhere in her work, not in the first.
Yeah, book. Yeah, because I remember.
That's right, she does.
Yeah, I think it was the pharaoh whose heart like turned to was calcified, the heart turned to stone because he was so hard hearted towards the Israelites. I think they she had said something along those lines. In one of her books.
Yeah, I'll pull that up really quick.
You know what I think is a general thing, and that is to just learn to have compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Because compassion neutralizes everything. It's a form of love. Not necessarily emotional, but just with, it's really a form of understanding. This is why I like Gabor Maté, his work. He's a doctor who understands how early childhood can harm us, even if you've got really good parents. It's very interesting to listen to his, even one of his podcasts or one of his interviews, because it really made me understand my own parents who had lots of problems, but it made me more sympathetic. And being sympathetic means you're not angry.
Mm.
Now, you're not harboring anger maybe deep down. I'm just really learning to let go of all of that. Because I do think it makes a difference, Carlene. I really do. And I think resentments and things can be so buried you don't even know they got them.
Yeah. What
Florence says here is continual criticism produces rheumatism, as critical inharmonious thoughts cause unnatural deposits in the blood, which settle in the joints. And you've had some court stuff going on that is very emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. And still going on and still hasn't been resolved. And so I know it's related to that. I know that, you know, that it is, you know, so, but it's just, you know, really, I've really had to take care of my knee. I had never seen it this bad. So I mean, I think I'm handling stuff, but maybe there's certain layers sometimes that just flare up that I don't always realize and stuff like that. So,
you know, we can think that we've got everything under control and that we're not stressed, and then something will happen that is like the last straw that breaks the camel's mm-hmm. back. And then we're able to feel how much we've got going on in our bodies and the tension that we're holding. And just like that meditation that we did about the first week of January, feeling in our safe space. You know, when we do a meditation like that, we fully relax, and we can really tell the difference between how we felt before we did the meditation mm-hmm. and after we did the meditation. So you might give that a try, pull that out. And because that's okay. In the membership on the website there, that you can go get that. And
okay.
Just really immerse yourself in that love energy. Now, something that I don't remember if I mentioned it to you ladies or not. I have a friend who's not been well, and I was sending her Reiki and all kinds of healing energy. And I had woken up, and so I was almost went back into like a twilight sleep because I didn't get up yet. And I saw her in this natural hot springs, Now, I don't know if you've ever seen something like that. It's like a hot tub, but it's in the earth. It's like, it's just like a little pond that, you know, you get down into. And there's a lot of those in Colorado, and they're absolutely amazing. But this one, the water was white as snow. And the water coming down the waterfall was white like that. And she was sitting in this hot tub, natural hot tub of white water, and she was experiencing relief. And I had been doing something, I don't remember what I did the day before, but it was something that my elbow was hurting. And I said, is it okay with you if I get in there too? She said, oh, sure, come on in. And the second that I immersed myself in that, my elbow stopped hurting. And I asked my guides, what is this? And they told me that it was that pure, unconditional love in liquid form. And JJ, I sent that to you when you said that, told me you had COVID. I don't know if you saw that email or not, to immerse yourself in that with, you know, just visioning that. Because, you know, when we observe things, observe energy, it reacts differently than if we don't. So allowing yourself to envision yourself, immersing yourself in that white, unconditional love water, like in a hot tub, and just enjoying it. Wow, it's pretty powerful. I want to put together a little meditation with that. Maybe we'll do that in our treatment for February, our first treatment for February. Maybe we'll do that, because it's amazing. And anytime I start to hurt, I just step away from whatever it is I'm doing for a moment, take those deep breaths, and envision that in my mind's eye, just immersing myself in that fluid love and taking those deep breaths, and things get better. My body starts feeling way better.
I just want to thank you actually for the breath work you do, because I'm a shallow tight breather, you know. One of the things that I'm focusing on recently is doing the breathing that Kate tells us to do. But what I've noticed more is when I'm tense, which is actually most of the time. You know, it might be my jaw, it might be my face, you know. I tend to be a tense, very nervy kind of person anyway. So, but I'm becoming, when I notice it, I relax everything, even my facial muscles. Drop like, but it's just being aware of it, I think, because you spend your whole life as a child being nervous, and as an adult, it's just normal. It's like deprogramming yourself in a way.
I got one of these. Actually, I bought 6 of them from Amazon. They're timers. I wanted one, and it cost the same to get 6. So I ordered the box of 6. And so I've got them all over. I've got 3 in the kitchen and 1 right here. But last Friday, I had a bunch of behind the scenes things to do. And I sat here, except for 2 meal breaks and potty breaks and taking the dog out, 14 and a half hours.
Wow.
And I was using this every 30 minutes. I have a 30-minute timer. Typically, when I work like that, by the time it gets dark, I am wiped out. When I finished at 12:30 a.m. the next day, I was still so energized. I didn't know how I was going to go to sleep. But I had taken deep belly breaths every 30 minutes all day long.
I do think it makes a difference.
It made a huge difference.
It's about being, and I do think it has a lot to do with, it relaxes the whole body and the mind and the spirit.
And drinking water as well, too, because I tend to forget about drinking water as well. And that makes your brain foggy if you're dehydrated. You don't realize it, too.
So breathing and
drinking water.
So between the two, oh my gosh. If we were doing that consistently every day, can you imagine what we could accomplish?
Right. Not only that, with the loving thoughts, we're not making those ugly crystals, making beautiful crystals.
Mm-hmm.
water is purified, not dirty.
Not we could feel
weird. It's weird, I know, but
we'd feel so good.
No,
we'd cure cancer. You know, we'd cure rheumatism.
Oh yeah,
we'd be walking billboards for what health is really like. Just envision that for a moment. That would be wonderful. Just wonderful. Gail, is your camera not working or did you not turn it on purpose?
I had a treatment on my face and I'm still kind of raw, so I didn't turn my camera on.
Okay, but you're okay.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay.
I just look like I've been through the wars.
Oh no. Okay, well, we send you healing. We send you healing. Thank you. And lots of love.
It's going very well. I had it on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, so today's Wednesday, tomorrow. Okay, so you're almost a week in.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so has anybody had anything come up that you need to talk about or something that's you need help with?
Well, I got some positive news. I got back from the VA that they do want to offer me a position.
Awesome.
And so I'm in the process right now because, of course, when you're trying to work for the federal government, there's like paperwork up the wazoo. And of course, with Mercury being retrograde as it is, said the paperwork, they didn't receive it. We've just like been back and forth. And of course, it takes a couple months because they got to do EQIP, which is like a background check. I've had that done a couple times when I've worked for the VA and for the DOD. So hopefully it won't take too long. So we're in the process of getting all of that done. So, you know, God willing, you know, everything will go well. And, you know, usually takes about like 2 months by the time everything is done. And we just really kind of started. So, but at least, I guess, you know, the interview went well, and out of 23 people, they decided to pick me, so, which is great.
Awesome. You are going to be so good for the veterans. I am so
I love them.
Thrilled.
I've worked with them before, and then especially having worked with, you know, overseas, you know, with the Department of Defense and Landstuhl. I mean, I know most of these guys are veterans now, so I know what a lot of them had gone through with, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan. I was treating them with their PTSD and stuff like that. So, you know, they're population very close to my heart. Very, very close to my heart. So.
Oh, that just makes my heart happy to hear that you're going to be on the team.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's just, you know, and I think maybe that came out in the interview as well, you know, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now it's, you know, it's a part-time position, which is good. It fits my mom and, you know, with my situation. The only thing is it's not at home, so it's going to, you know, I'm going to have to drive to Northport, VA. So I have to figure out, I got to get a car. So that's, you know, that's what I have to manifest a good car. and also a decent salary as well, because I know having worked for the VA in the past, sometimes they try to, you know, earn the lower end. You know, I think they probably get like a benefit for not, you know, giving you too much money or something. I don't know, but when I really kind of manifest the higher end of the salary scale, I mean, I have enough experience and everything, and that everything will go well, you know, the whole situation with the job as well, that won't hinder. You know, last year with the situation that I had with my job and being fired and all that kind of stuff, hopefully that's not going to cause any issues. So it's, yeah, you know, just really putting it out there. If it's mine, it's going to be mine no matter what, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll all believe really, really hard for you because it's divine order. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
The vets need you. That's just.
Yeah, you know, and I love them and need them too. You know, I mean,
it sounds like everybody in the hiring capacity actually seems to like you, so I don't think you're gonna have a problem.
Yeah, so you know, yeah, I mean, it's having had so much recent experience working with the soldiers when they were, you know, active duty, you know, especially a lot of them overseas, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if I meet some of them in the VA. I really wouldn't. So
yeah, man. If you were at Landstuhl, if you were at Launch
Tool, they all went through Launch Tool before they went back to the U.S. to the different bases and stuff like that. So
yeah, my husband spent quite a bit of time in Launch Tool.
Yeah, it was truly incredible experience. I learned a lot. I really did. You know, by the time I was done, I was a bit fried.
Yeah.
You know, but because it was pretty intense sometimes, because I had to meet planes like a MASH unit. You're like 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay,
oh
planes
are coming
back from, you know, if you're on call, you know, then that was it. And I had a young daughter at the time. And if I'm on call, 2 o'clock in the morning, got to make it to the base and evaluate the service members that are coming in for, you know, psychiatric issues and things like that. So, but
I'm so glad they had you.
Oh, I mean, it was definitely one of the best experiences in my life. I learned a lot. I really did.
Well, and you supported them to get through what they'd been through.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I had to kind of, you know, go eyeball to eyeball with some commanders when they were trying to send some of these service members back before time. I'm like, no, he's not well enough. You know, he needs to have more treatment, you know, because sometimes you get the ones that understand mental health and you still get the ones that want to like suck it up kind of thing. And it's like, no, you know, this patient.
In other words, you're there to protect them.
I'm like, you set him back. And if he cracks, anything happens to him, just going to make sure I wrote it down that he wasn't ready to go back. That usually convinced them to let him do what they need to do. So, but yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, you know, I'm just leaving it to, divine order, and what is mine will be mine, and everything will be worked out from the car to everything else. So,
yeah, you never can tell. Somebody might have a car that they need to get rid of really quickly. That's really a good car.
Yeah.
Yes.
You never can tell. Yeah. You know, the universe provides.
Yep. Definitely.
Florence has some affirmations for that.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Yeah, I have to figure out which is the best one for me at this time to just kind of encompass everything, you know, to make everything just fall into place kind of thing, you know?
You know, I came across an affirmation. It actually wasn't Florence's, but I absolutely loved it. It's, everything is working out for my highest and best good, and I'm excited to learn what happens next.
Yes, that's a lovely one.
That's
it covers incredible. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is working out for my highest and best good, and I'm excited to discover what happens next. Okay.
Yeah. I changed the last part. I don't remember what it was before, but I thought that, you know, being excited about, gosh, I'm going to learn what happens next. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's way better than, oh no, what's going to happen next? Which is what, you know, sometimes life turns into when we've got a lot going on. It, oh my gosh, I remember when Jessie was little, work was crazy. And we were dealing with her dad, and it was Thanksgiving, and she went to her grandmother's to see, her grandmother was supposed to supervise her seeing her dad because he was, you know, dangerous. And I remember telling the gal I worked with the Wednesday before Thanksgiving that something about one more thing, just one more thing on my plate. And I was really aggravated, and there was a lot of passion behind that, and I knew better. And the next day, Thanksgiving, I had to go get Jessie, and because she was very unhappy and crying, wanting to come home. And the next day, Friday, I had to take her to the doctor because she had a cough. And the doctor said, well, she's got pneumonia. They did an x-ray, said she's got pneumonia. And I was like, no, I know when my kid's sick, she doesn't have pneumonia. She said, yeah, she does right here. And she showed me in the x-ray of the lung, they had pneumonia in it. And then she gave me some really expensive prescriptions to fill. And I did that. And that night, Jessie and I were watching a movie. And when the movie went off, Jessie and I were sitting there talking, and then she just passed out. Her lips started turning blue. And I rushed her out to the car and took her to the emergency room. And there was somebody we knew that worked there, and they got us in a room right away. And the doctor took x-rays, told him, you know, she was diagnosed with pneumonia today. And he had the x-ray right there. And he said, yep, she's got pneumonia right here in this lung right here. And it was the other lung. And the lung that had pneumonia in it earlier in the day was completely clear. And I said, no. I said, the doctor this morning said she had pneumonia in this lung. He said, no, that lung's clear. She couldn't have had pneumonia in it this morning and doesn't have it now. And I said, I don't think she's got pneumonia. Well, they kept us in the hospital the whole weekend. And there was a guy that came in and would beat her chest with this little thing, because that's what you do, I guess, for pneumonia.
Yes.
She would giggle. She'd just lay there and giggle. I mean, you know, she wasn't sick. And finally, our doctor came in Monday night and said she doesn't have pneumonia. She has asthma. It's stress-induced asthma. So, you know, the doctors don't always know.
It was brought on by the father, right?
Yeah. Yep. She was really upset on Thanksgiving. I had to go get her, because when her grandmother would say, okay, you guys go wash your hands. Well, she wouldn't monitor their behavior, her dad's behavior with Jesse, while they were washing their hands in the bathroom. And he would say things to Jesse. And then she's all upset because, you know, she's a child.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was bad. But we got down to the nitty gritty of what it was. It was stress induced asthma, and then we knew what to do. And she's outgrown that, thank God.
Yeah, thank
God. But you know, when you put out to the universe, I have never said that again. Do not put one more thing on my plate. Never, never, never. You know, it's being able to just manage whatever comes up, and knowing that you have that power within you. You know, it's like the universe doesn't give you more than you can handle, even though sometimes it sure feels like it's way too much.
Yeah.
And those are the times that we need to pull on from our arsenal of tools. When was the last time I took a deep breath? And are my shoulders way up here and relaxing our body, taking those deep breaths?
My body reacts to stress.
Mm-hmm. And Carlene, like infusing, taking those deep breaths and infusing oxygen, seeing the oxygen come in through the breath, going through your blood to your knee and wherever you're feeling rheumatism. There was a commercial on last night, and I wasn't even really watching TV, but it was on, and I saw it was this thing that you put your feet on, and I don't know what it does. I think it massages your feet, like reflexology. I think that's what it does. I missed all of it, or most of it, but what they were showing was it would stimulate oxygen in the blood.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
oxygen in the blood. And I thought, oh, well, that's exactly what we're teaching. That's exactly what we're talking about. It's if would you need this expensive piece of machinery if you just took deep breaths?
Right.
Exactly.
If you just took deep breaths and focused with your intention to put that oxygen where your body needs it. Yeah. You know, I think Gail is a Reiki practitioner. Carlene, are you?
No.
No? JJ?
No.
No? Cindy, do you do Reiki?
No.
No?
Okay. I haven't learned it, no. Okay. I wish I was.
The very first experience that I had with Reiki was the day I was introduced to Florence's book. I had told this woman about mine and Jesse's story with her dad and his being a drug addict and hiding out from him. And she told me about Reiki, and I didn't know what it was. I'd never heard of it before. She asked me if she could share it with me. And I was like, sure. And she put her hand like right here. And so I closed my eyes, and I didn't know what to expect. But I closed my eyes and I just sat there and I was just, you know, just breathing and trying to relax. And I all of a sudden I felt this, it felt like something came down from above my head and went into my head.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this golden, I mean, I didn't even feel the color of it. It was like this golden elixir, like honey, almost like honey, the consistency of honey that came down through the top of my head. And it started just bathing the inside of my head and down through my neck and down through my shoulders. And it went all the way down my arms. It went down through my body. I mean, this didn't take 30 minutes. I mean, this was a few minutes, just a few minutes. And I felt it all go all the way down to my toes.
It was good.
Oh, it was amazing. I thought, I don't know what this is, but I got to have more of this. I got to have more of this. Just in those few hours of meeting this woman, we were at a craft show. Jessie was making jewelry and we were at a craft show, and Jessie, being who Jessie always was, this woman was late and Jessie helped her bring all her things in. And we started talking, and she had asked her angels, what could she give me that would help me? She's standing at her bookcase. She asked them that, and the Game of Life fell right out of the bookcase onto the floor.
Oh, man.
So that's what she gave me. And I thought, yeah, right. Like a book is going to help me. but when I started reading it, I felt something. Even this was even before the Reiki treatment. I felt something I had never felt before, never. And that was that empowerment energy in my body, that maybe I did have some control over my life, that it wasn't just going to happen to me. And then, of course, I learned that I masterfully created everything that happened to me. I mean, I didn't make my ex-husband a drug addict, but I attracted his energy to me to start with. And it just kind of escalated from there. But I did have a part in it, and that I could choose to create something better. Even if I didn't know what it looked like, I was at that point of being so far down that the only place to go was up. And it just, oh man, things started changing. I mean, it's like every time I woke up, there was a new blessing in my life throughout the day. Oh, boom, there's a new blessing. And it just happened over and over again to where, you know, I wanted to tell everybody about Florence. And Cindy, it was just like, what happened with you? They're like, what? And they're not interested. And then mm-hmm. I finally learned, you know what? It's not my job to save everybody.
Exactly. Because I did the same thing when I first got Lawrence's book. And I lent one of my books to a woman who really needed it. And she then claimed that the dog chewed it up. She didn't offer to replace it. And just other people, you know, my best friend in England. Yeah, very... very snotty about it. So I got a feeling they'll come in our path, the ones, you know what I mean? I think it'll become obvious. You can't go out and recruit people, so to speak. They'll come to you.
Yeah. All we have to do is shine our light. And, you know, that, and that's scary. That's really scary for most of us. You know, not everybody's stand up and talk in front of people and share what they're thinking with complete confidence. You know, not everybody has that. And when Jesus told me that this is what I was going to be doing, I said, no, I'm not. I am not doing that. And that was back when things were just on the phone. I mean, there was no seeing each other like this, you know? And I said, no. And he said, yeah, this is what you signed up for. And it took a bit, you know? Yeah, when John Denver came into my awareness and was saying, you know, I had the same thing happen to me. Jesus came and told me I was going to be singing this music and writing this music and being in people's lives all over the world. And I know that wasn't for me. But he said, if I didn't, there were people that weren't going to get the message. They weren't going to get the healing of the music. And
do you think certain people are chosen then to do what we do, well, what you do, even before you're born?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think there's so much chosen as that we agree to do it.
Yeah.
You know, we agree to do it. John Denver agreed to do that. I know I had an agreement with Florence that I would do this, that I would bring her work forward, that I would make it the terminology. I would bring it into today's world because, you know, and she didn't have, you know, the action steps. She told us about her concepts and her beliefs, and she held the energy for treatments, and she infused all her words with that love and empowerment that we feel when we read them, but she didn't give us action steps of what to do. And so I agreed to do that so that people could understand better. You know, where our brains don't even work the same as they did back in her day. You know, in the early 20s and the 30s, when the world was, you know, World War One and Two and the Great Depression and all the horrible things that were happening in the world. I mean, it's different. I mean, we still have the horrible things. I mean, my gosh, we just went through the pandemic. But it's different because now we have the technology. We have
engineering is different.
Everything is different.
The cultural engineering is different. It forms a different product.
Yes.
Product, you're absolutely right, and therefore you need a different approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I'm here doing, and you know, you, every one of you that are participating in the classes and in the membership and in everything that I do and for looking further, I know JJ does a lot of research with other people when Gail's in a church that, you know, you run into these people, you meet these people that your light opens a way for them that may not have been there before and may have only been able to come through you, your energy. You know, Florence tells us that we have shoes to fill that only we can fill. Not to put any pressure on you or anything.
Have I told you guys the story about when I got orders to the Pentagon? Our minister kind of laid this charge on me, go spread light in the Pentagon. And it really kept me grounded and centered. And because of the assignments I had, that's what I did. And it was the most amazing 4.5 years of my life.
Mm. Did you learn a lot, Gail?
Pardon?
On what was going on?
I was in personnel. I was not in strategic planning. I wasn't in the budget. So I was in personnel policy. So I learned a lot, but I was kind of sheltered from the high stakes testosterone filled areas.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
But you stepped to the plate and you were able to be yourself. And
yeah.
Just being yourself, you allowed your light to shine and it touches everyone that you come into contact with. And then it's just, you know, like a residual energy goes out with them to touch whoever they come into contact with. You know, I think if we could actually see the light of our energy, you know, when we're happy and we're in that love vibration, if we could see that and also see what it looks like when we're not, when we're anxious and stressed.
It's about being authentic, Kate. We're moving into being authentic us,
mm-hmm.
not product of this planet's particular problems, if you like.
And programming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Cultural programming, oh my God. When you get into researching that, it's very scary. I'm right now reading The Cosmic Egg by Joseph Chilton Pierce. 50 years ago, somebody gave me a book called Magical Child. It was my Bible for being a parent because I had no idea how to be a parent. And of course, I didn't become a parent until I was nearly 40, but It was my guide then. But this guy is amazing. It's amazing how he understands. And it's very, really, as I say, everything's interrelated. Because when I'm reading it and I'm understanding what Florence's was, you know, her way of explaining things, it's all the same thing. It's just different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And okay, how about anger? I was so mad yesterday all day, and I worked and worked to get over it.
Good question.
Sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday.
Oh, it's okay.
Did you use the Chaos Flash to help try to?
I did everything. I did it. Yes.
When we have experiences like that, you know, where because it when that anger comes in, it's a flash. It's just a flash that comes over our body, and then there we are. Once we can get over that, okay, I'm angry, then we do get an opportunity to choose a different energy. When it's really powerful, like what you were experiencing, you know, of course, using your Chaos Flash, but then also looking at what is the energy that's holding up this energy? What's supporting it? What's supporting my anger? Where is this coming from? And then following those breadcrumbs to whether it's something that happened when you were a child, maybe it's a series of events of things that happened from being a child. And for instance, if it was about money, then it not having enough money and feeling like something's being taken from you, feeling abandoned. I mean, there can be guilt, shame, abandonment, resentment, feeling like you're not good enough in some way, feeling that you don't matter. And that anger could be fueled by feeling that you're not being a part, even though you're supposed to be a part of a relationship or part of an experience, that you're not being recognized and being overlooked. So looking at why are you feeling like this? Why has this hit you so hard? And following those breadcrumbs, were you able to do that?
I worked all day yesterday to feel better.
Cindy, two things. The fact that you're angry is better than being repressed. It's actually a lot better. It doesn't feel better, but it's better. Number one, that's a good thing in a way. I know it's upsetting, love. But two, anger comes from a trigger. And Kate is absolutely right. Most of this stuff comes from childhood. It's a trigger that then opens up the volcano. So this is obviously very personal to you. Kate and all the rest of us are all here for you, love. If you need to email us, we've got phone numbers actually, and I encourage people if they need to phone, just to have somebody to talk to, and Kate you can talk to. It's okay, but it's good that it's coming up. I know you're upset right now, but it's better than it being repressed. It's a good thing because you can deal with it and you can look at the triggers.
And yes, I know the triggers. I know the triggers.
Okay. That's good to know.
But how do I get rid of it? How do I get rid of it? I get so angry that I can't stop. I'm so angry. Yeah. And I worked yesterday all day to try to get rid of it.
When you look at the triggers, can you see that whatever you're triggered, but does the energy go back to something that happened when you were a child?
No.
It's something that's happening right now.
Okay. Well, so in the last 20 years, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And when you go back to the first time that it happened, or the first few times that it happened, and you look at that and you're recognizing it, why did it happen? And why were you feeling the way you were feeling? Was it because you weren't being honored? You weren't being respected? You weren't, you were being overlooked? You didn't matter? Or is it those kinds of feelings that are coming?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, boundaries being compromised.
What do you mean compromised?
Being abused.
No.
Okay. All right. But whatever it is, That's another aspect to the whole work that I think is really important to address, Kate, actually. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about this, actually. I've got my own method, but Kate will, I'm sure, develop something specific for this, because...
Cindy, are you available to talk a little bit later today?
Oh, what time?
What time works for you, hon?
I get off at 4 o'clock. I don't know.
4 o'clock. Okay. Well, you tell me what works for you, and we'll get together and talk for a few minutes. Does that sound
okay? Well, let me get home, and then can I text you or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Reach out through the private messenger. Reach out through that. I'll hang on to my phone and make sure I don't miss it. And we'll talk for a few minutes.
What makes me mad is the way I'm acting is making me look bad.
Well, it's obviously you're in a reactive situation, love, and obviously something has to be, you know, you need tools to, and Kate has tools for this. Mm-hmm. She'll share that.
I know that the last feeling, the emotions that you're feeling, the last thing you want to do is infuse all of it with love when you really probably want to just shake somebody really bad. But can you take the situation and infuse the situation itself with love?
Yes, I have, and I did, and I still feel the...
Okay. Well, when you still feel the anger, we're not getting quite to the love energy. And it's intense. So it's going to take a few times to actually get there. It's not a one and done deal because it's so intense, and it's clearly embedded in your body. So using the chaos flush, infusing the situation with love and infusing you with love. And why don't we just take a moment, all of us together, and just take some really deep breaths, and we're going to send love to you, Cindy. So we'll just take some deep breaths. And here we are together, Carlene and Gail, JJ and Cindy. And Cindy, just take our hands. We're all going to hold hands. And just send all the love of our heart to you for this healing of your heart, your mind, your body, to flush out the anger and the frustration, all the emotions. And while we're here, Cindy, just step into the center of our circle as we send love to you, and we ask the angels to come in and support us in the light beings of love. And just envision this beautiful golden hand of God at the top of your head, Cindy. And this beautiful golden hand of God comes down through your body to push out the anger and the frustration and just bring in the light of love. Just like that honey elixir that I talked about earlier, it just comes down through the top of your head. And take a deep breath. And just allow this beautiful golden hand of God to come in and wash away the pain. Coming down through your face, through your neck, through your shoulders. Deep breath. Coming down through your body, through all your vital organs, pushing out the anger and bringing in the love light. Ever so gently going down, down through your hips, this beautiful golden hand of God. Pushing out the anger and the stress down through your legs. Bringing in the light. All the way down to your feet. Pushing out the anger. Down into Mother Earth where she transmutes it to love. And together with the angels, the ladies and I send all the love of our heart to you. to help you shift that energy within you, releasing that human need to hold on to the anger, because it is a human need. When we feel betrayed or hurt, but it doesn't serve us. So just allow yourself to let it go. And we send all the love of our hearts to you. And just take a really deep breath. And we ground this love energy by roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing light of love at her center. And with another deep breath, just pull that healing love of Mother Earth back up through the soils, up through the water and the rocks, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And with a deep breath, when you're ready, just open your eyes.
I feel better.
Good. Good. But we can still talk this afternoon. Just, you know, reach out to me when you get home.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I did want to, we're at the top of the hour, but I want to mention really quickly that I do have a new Game of Life Masterclass starting on Saturday, and it's $325 for the 10-week class if you pay it all in once. If you want to pay it in payments, there's three payments of $125. If you would like to be a part of the mastermind, and I do have someone already registered for that, for the evening class, the mastermind starts in February on the 21st, and that program is a six-month program where we meet every week on Tuesdays, and there will be six private sessions with me and 20 group calls. And that's if you make one payment, it's $4,300, and if you do the payments, it's a $1,500 registration fee, and then $500 a month for 6 months. So if you'd like to participate in any of those, just let me know. There is an application to fill out for the mastermind, but you guys are a shoo-in for that. So if you want to do the program. But we are at the top of the hour. So if you have any questions, I know, JJ, you had a question for me. So if you want to wait, stay on the line, that'd be great. But if anything comes up for you, please reach out through the Facebook community or PM me if you need to, because, you know, I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Okay. So I'll talk to you later today too, Cindy. Okay. Well, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Kate.
See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Okay.
I actually think I need to stay here in this group.
Okay.
I just feel after today, I think, and I have really missed it. So for this year anyway,
mm-hmm. I'll
stay here. Okay. I want your mastermind one at some point, but I've got to wait till really I earn my own money, because really I'm right now, I'm using my husband's money, and he's very, very good, but I don't like taking... You know what I mean? We've actually had a lot of expenses lately. And I'm doing some eye surgery.
Oh, wow.
I have cataracts. And my husband has very lovingly encouraged me to do this LASIK that you can have done, where you correct everything. But it's about $5,000. Mm-hmm. So he's very generous. He's always so generous to me. Mm-hmm. So I'll stay where I am with you for this year. And then, you know, I'd like to maybe do the mastermind next year.
Okay. And I may start another one later in the year. I haven't decided yet, you know. Spirit says, okay, let's do this, and I go, okay.
How are you advertising?
Well, through the through my email list and through the Facebook group, that free Facebook group, I've got to get more engagement going through the Facebook group. We had a really good we had good engagement going on after I moved. When I hadn't been in there, we got engagement going. And then I know that Facebook changed a bunch of stuff because different things were showing up differently through my, on my own personal Facebook feeds. And so I know they did some changes, and I've actually got a lady that, is a Facebook expert on engagement that I have not been using her tools yet or lately. So I've got to re-engage with all that. So it's through the Facebook, you know, there's like 2,200 people in there. Yeah. And, you know, they're Florence fans. So, and they're really who the applications are for, is people that aren't, haven't been in my group, you know, that I don't know. Because we want, for the mastermind, we want people that can, be able to interact together.
Right. You know, and already know the basics, have read the books.
Yeah.
Otherwise they're lost a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we're gonna be doing through the mastermind. I'm so excited about it because just like the what we just did with Cindy, you know, so now every one of you can take that golden hand and that golden hand of God and use that to flush things through your own body. You know, everybody knows how to do that because we did it. It wasn't me saying, okay, well, go take this golden hand and flush it through your body. You know, we did it together.
It's a mental tool. Mm-hmm. It's basically very similar to what I do with push out.
Yeah.
Push out the negativity. Mm-hmm. Be aware of it and then just let it evaporate. It's the same system, really. Just mm-hmm. about it. And it's very powerful.
Yeah.
But what I loved about that was, did you notice how her face softened? After
I didn't.
So much softer. She really did relax her face. That poor girl is in a lot of pain now.
Yeah, she is.
And it sounds like it's a 20-year incidence. And you and I both know it's plugged into your childhood. Everything is plugged in there because those are where the triggers are.
Yeah.
So well, the triggers are actually in now, but the volcano is in the but what was also lovely was how comfortable she was being showing that emotional distress that she's in. I thought that was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That she felt already comfortable sharing that.
She was in the my Game of Life masterclass that just ended. Oh. It was I guess that was the one that when I was moving, she was in the one that happened while I was moving. So it just ended in December. And she showed up for every class, you know, people don't show up for every class because they're busy. She showed up for every class and she takes things absolutely to heart. And she has done, she's done miraculously. She's changed things. She's a sweetheart and she's really got a lot going on. So, and she'll, you know, she shared the things in the class and I'm sure she'll be sharing with us because, you know, we're an intimate supportive group and I'm really happy. She's
well, we've got the tools to help, but you've got the tools. So I like what you did actually, because as I say, you were pushing it out. It's so important to do that. And you've now got that tool, which I never heard you talk about that before. So is that new?
No, I use it in my energy sessions.
Oh, okay.
I just use it and
perfect. Okay, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same principle mm-hmm. as what I'm using with Levinson's work. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have that. You've got to have something that just evaporates all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let her know a next layer will come out, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because evaporated again till you get mm-hmm. to the, then you're not triggerable. At some point you're not triggerable anymore.
Yeah. And that's you know, that's what our goals are with all the classes. And you know, whether it's the membership or a class or the mastermind or a self-study or the workbook, you know, it's some people, that's all they need is the workbook Or maybe all they need is Florence's book, and they're great. But then there are others of us who need more. You know, I was a person who needed more. I needed way more.
Everybody needs more. It depends where they're, what they're willing to do.
Mm.
I've learned that with so many things when, with everything that's going on and with all my research, I've learned there are people that want to know everything and there are people that don't. They want to stay in their shell. And you have to respect that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're at. And that's fine. Yeah. And if they crack it open a little bit and make some progress, that's beautiful too.
You know, it's been interesting to me just in my own life to see what I've been able to manage. You know, just like when moving here, I escaped and was able to start a new life. But Christmas was hard. Christmas was awful, really. I mean, I wasn't there, but all the energy was still here. And I was surprised at that because I had processed through so much of it, but I didn't realize
another layer, Kate.
Yeah.
It's let it come up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're miserable, don't distract yourself. That's the one thing we tend to do. And there's so many things to distract us. The TV, the books, the internet, oh my internet, oh God. Now, when I wake up a little depressed, I sit in that and I wallow in it until I know what is wrong, and then I deliberately let go. And when I don't, I suffer for it.
Mm-hmm.
It stays with me the whole day, you know, and it comes up. Wait, and maybe I'll get grumpy with my dear husband, who's, you know, he's so sweet. Really, I don't like getting grumpy with him, but he does irritate me on certain things, and I'm very aware of those things. And I want to be fair and just and loving to him, because he's certainly looked after me, you know. So you've got to manage it. And Levinson says this very pointedly in his work: don't wait till it's convenient to do it. Do it right then. Even if you're washing dishes or whatever, and something comes up, even while you're washing dishes, you can let go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to stop doing what you're doing. You learn how to just let go. But you have to be disciplined to do it, because sometimes our negative feelings are like old friends.
Oh,
you know what I mean by that? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
It's a weird thing. We don't want them, but at the same time, we're familiar with them. They're like an old
friend.
Yes, they're like an old friend. So you have to, we're booting out our old friends here.
Yeah, we are.
Booting them out.
Yeah.
I think also you weren't with your daughter for Christmas, were you?
No, actually. And I was by myself because the weather, we had had that, it was really, really super cold and we had snow and ice. And so my sister didn't even come over and I didn't go over to see her because it just, you know, it wasn't the end of the world to be by ourselves. That's not what we had planned. But because of the weather, it actually turned out for the best because she didn't feel well. She's not well. I don't remember what the name of the thing that she has, but it's like all the symptoms of long COVID, but she's had this for the last 40 years. You know, she's pain every day and whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I don't remember what it's called.
Well, you know, she's holding resentment, love. She's holding in something.
Yeah. And yeah, just... she is. And, you know.
What does she think of the Florence stuff?
She knows what I do and she's into metaphysical teachings, but applying that to what she's dealing with, there's a circuit break there.
Exactly. I find this all the time with people. It can be all theory, but when it comes to actually doing the work, like with my friend in England, mm-hmm. my beautiful friend in England, who's being really weird with me right now, and it's all over this work because it's like there's a part of her that knows she should be doing it and she's resisting it and she's reacting towards me as a negative entity. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do. Because your light is shining, is illuminating the darkness in her own life.
That's why I'm saying people have their, you know, they have their shell and you can't crack it open for them. Even really intelligent people, and she's very knowledgeable. But it's different to have the knowledge. It's very different to do the work.
Yeah, it is.
And yes. It takes kind of, I've told you before, it takes a bravery, a certain kind of level of bravery to do that. And I mentioned this on one of our podcasts. I remember saying we're all brave ladies here because that's what we want to do. We want to move not from the just having the theory and reading the books. We want to actually transform.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. We know that there's something better. We know we have the power within us. And stepping to the plate to actually use it and apply the things that we're learning, and every day is a new learning experience. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And then getting to that state that you talk about all the time, the poise, getting there and feeling it all over your body.
Yeah. And it is very layered. I mean, I'm constantly reminded now how nervous I am because I am a nervy kind of person. I know why. I know my background. I have every right to be nervous. But I want, it's so many layers, Kate.
Yeah.
Really interesting. And I'm grateful as they come up. But it surprizes me sometimes. I go, I want to be done with this. I want to be done with this now. My body, no, it's doing it very slowly. Very slowly. And I said, okay, that's the wisdom of my body. Wants me to do it slowly. Little at a time.
And then you'll be there.
I'm glad you can help, Cindy. I'm glad you can help. She seems a dear lady.
She is. She is.
She's willing to do the work. So, we're here for her. Really emphasize that.
Yeah.
She needs, I know Gail posted her number at someone. Gail's a lovely, stable, centered person. She might be really good for her. But I'd be happy to just have a talk and, just talking shares it. It gets some of the angst.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by all means, give her my number if she's willing.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
I often don't answer it because we have so many robocalls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But at least I'll have it. It's better if she just leave a message. If she wants to talk to me, have an answer, leave a message and I'll call her right back.
Okay. Okay, I'll pass that on to her. Thank you, JJ. Well, listen, I need to go. I know he doesn't look like it, but he needs to go out because it's stopped raining. So I need to take him out. He just went to the groomer yesterday and he looks wonderful and he'll get wet and he'll all his little hairs will freak out.
Such a cutie.
I need to get him out while it's still. Yeah. He had a big day yesterday. He went to the groomers and then what did we do? Oh, it was 70 degrees here yesterday. So yeah. So I took him to the groomers, and when I picked him up, he hadn't had a nap, and it was like 1 o'clock by the time we left there. We came home and went and sat on the dock, and then I took him for a walk, and by the time he got inside, it was the first nap of the day, and he's still recovering.
I have two yellow labs, as you know, and those two. Honestly, that it's like they're like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah,
all the time. But I did get them because I was reading and sitting around too much, with my riding. And so with dogs, you have to keep getting up and then you have to keep moving with them. So they do that for me. And actually, it has really helped my health, actually, a lot.
Yeah.
So,
such a lovely dog. You know what? Get yourself one of these.
Oh, yeah.
Get one of these. And when you hit it, turn it on. Okay, so it's 30 minutes because I set it for 30 minutes. You can set it for whatever you want.
Remember to breathe, yeah.
And then when it goes off, I hit it twice, so then it starts at 30 minutes again. And so otherwise I forget to, I got to hit it twice. I have to remember to hit it twice. Otherwise I'm just turning it off and then it doesn't do me any good. But man, if we can be when you're sitting there working at your computer, next thing you know, it's hours later.
I know. It's amazing how much time I waste, actually. Well, even if I'm just riding and doing stuff, you have to get up regularly. It's not good. Especially as you get
up. Yep. But taking those deep breaths, if you can't get up, if you're in the middle of a great thought and you got to keep going, you can at least take those deep breaths and get oxygen down into your toes.
Well, I notice in the evening, if I'm watching TV or anything, now I actually turn off the TV a lot more because I'm reading in the evenings instead of what, because I do love TV, actually. I just love it. But it's too much is not good for you, you know, as we both know. And it's a way of programming you. And I've been watching the elements that control you, actually, because of what I'm reading. I'm becoming more aware of the cultural engineering aspect of everything. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really amazing. But anyway, I did ask you, where did you get those little timers?
It was Amazon.
Amazon.
Okay. I got them from Amazon. Yeah.
What are they called, like just timers?
I don't know. You know what? I can get the link and put it in the Facebook group for the timers.
That's good. Yeah. Let everybody have a chance to get
them. Yeah. Because, geez, it's raining. It just started raining. Oh, my gosh. Earlier.
Get the umbrella out and walk in the rain. It's 70 degrees. You won't freeze.
No. Okay. Right. Listen, if anything comes up and you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Darling, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
Okay. Sending you lots of love.
Bye-bye.